The city that I'm going to talk about is located by the North Sea and is a big trading center. This city is known for its liberal laws and its infamous tram and bicycle system that can be used to get around the city. When on holiday there, people tend to get a boat that goes through the canals, where you can rent it by the hour. It's also known for having a great variety of museums that cover pretty much every aspect of art, which attracts millions of tourists from all around the globe. It's worth mentioning that Van Gogh Museum is also part of the city's rich cultural monuments. If you choose to travel around, only an hour away, you can experience amazing views of tulip plantations and experience beautiful panoramas at times of sunset. It's also known for its red light district, which runs through one of the busiest and liveliest streets in the city, and where you can find bars and clubs that host a lot of events, which is predominantly run by the local communities. Floating River Market, where goods can be delivered from one boat to another, is another amazing thing about this place.
This city is renowned for its exceptional landmarks and vibrant culture. In fact, the city is best known for its striking contrasts. Historical buildings stand alongside modern architecture as the past and present intermingle. This city holds many government buildings, such as historical Reichstag building, as the seat of the country's parliament. It also had a wall that fell down that divided capitalism and socialism. This city can also be recognised for its love of dance music and is the leading city for the future of this genre. This city also has 3 opera houses where spectacular operas and ballets are performed. One of their most famous clubs is Berghain. It's famous for its secrecy.
The city that I'm describing is located somewhere in Northern Europe and is one of the most diverse cities in the world. Because of diversity and many different cultures, the city has a large variety of different communities that live all along the central areas of this place, as well as its outskirts. This gives locals an experience of being abroad without even leaving their neighbourhood. It's worth mentioning that this city has a river that runs through, with this being one of the biggest reasons why the location was chosen when founded. It's known for its marvellous parks, but mostly because of its business nature, as a lot of transnational corporations decide to place their offices at the heart of it due to a very bustling traffic. It's been in the middle of recent changes, with a lot of European countries being involved in the decision-making process, during which the ex-Prime Minister left his seat. This is due to his views, which opposed the ones being put on the table. Traditional cuisine consists of a great number of dishes, with Sunday roast and Christmas turkey being the most popular among citizens, regardless of their beliefs or cultures.
The city I am describing is a hot destination. It is home to 7 beaches, which lay along the city's 4.5-kilometre coastline. It is a very popular destination. In 2019, over 9 million people visited. This city has the highest level of crime in its country. Citizens using or dealing drugs is the biggest problem. The other most common crimes include property crimes, such as vandalism and theft. In this city, the substance marijuana is legal. You'll also be transported back through the ages by the way of many majestic cathedrals that are straight out of the 14th century, including La Sagrada de Familia. It is also home to one of the world's most popular football teams in the world. It is one of the few to be owned by the club members themselves, unlike many big clubs which are owned by rich investors. Locals often cannot afford to watch home games due to the high prices of the tickets, meaning the stadium is usually filled with tourists. Unemployment rates are relatively low, with only 17% being unemployed.
The city that I'm describing is located somewhere in Southern Europe and is also a very popular tourist destination. It's popular for having magnificent ancient structures that are located all around it, and this is the main reason as to why it's known as Eternal City. This city has a rich history that ages centuries back and is known as the place that was built in the centre of a great empire which had taken a large piece of European lands back then. When there was an emperor, they used this city and the main fighting arena as a place for gladiators to combat. Countless famous artworks and sculptures are within some of the many museums, including those located within the world's smallest country that is located somewhere in the city, and used as selected religion's holiest place on planet Earth. This city is also famous for its inventors that built the first aqueduct system in the world, which to this date you can experience if you decide to participate in some of the city's excursions.